and I say I've got a visitor, and they say okay, and Jolly goes mute. We sit in the circle, like always.
Levon says here that Jolly goes mute as soon as they walk into STEAM class. This means that Jolly's acting like someone who is mute, someone who can't speak. Jolly is obviously having a really hard time being back in school. When Levon says that Jolly is walking in double language, she means that Jolly's body language is saying two different things. On the outside, Jolly is acting like she thinks she's better than everyone else. But on the inside, she's actually afraid that she's not as good as everyone else. Going back to school could really be a huge turning point for Jolly. She doesn't seem to recognize that it could be the beginning of a whole new life, or maybe she's just afraid she'll fail. Let's read on, starting with the first complete paragraph near the top of page 88. It begins, "I'll explain."
I'll explain. They began it called self-esteem class, but everybody resisted. The story goes that one day the teacher said to the few kids who came in anyway, "Okay, everybody, now you go out of here with your assignment to be yourself, and you work up a good head of steam, and you do it enough times and nobody'll knock you around. You ever hear of anybody abusing a steam engine?" And now it's called STEAM class. They changed it on the computer and everything, and they're turning people away on waiting lists. We go in, and Jolly gets silent. The word for this week, as you all of you know, is capable, says the teacher, who's long and tall and wears nests of rings and has let her hair get gray in places and today has a purple dress and running shoes on. We'll go around the circle and you say, "I'm capable of," and you finish the sentence how you want to. Go. The circle starts. 11 people are in STEAM class today, and everybody has to say something. Whoever makes a joke of it can get an F in STEAM class for not being serious.